Now, Pack and Save New Plymouth is in the news for selling beer for 67 cents a beer. They're selling six packs of Hollandia Premium, who knows, for $3.99 each. Anyway, the official story from Foodstuffs North Island is that the beer was priced wrongly and it's now being corrected. Sheila Hart is from Harm Prevention Services provider Hapai Te Hauora, and she's with us now. Hi, Sheila.
Good afternoon.
You're not happy about this?
Not at all. No, we've just come off the back of a huge flash flood where people's anxiety levels, obviously not down there, but up here in Auckland, are at rooftop high. We've got high mental health issues. And then we've got a retailer that is just exploiting those families that are, you know, absolutely suffering the harms of addiction and these easily accessible products at $3.99 for a six-pack. You know who that's targeted to. It's not to those that can manage their drinking in a way that is helpful or sustainable. We're actually looking at these families that cannot control their drinking behaviours and therefore cannot move past these really attractive signs that say $3.99 for a six-pack. It's just really irresponsible. We need some regulation. We need someone to do something about this because it is inappropriate
Do you know whether these guys have broken the law at all?
I'm not sure what current regulations are, and that's something that needs to be probably investigated and looked at a little bit harder. There will be rules and restrictions around per bottle. You know, I know that there was a lot of work done, especially around the RTDs and the single sale. So there will be some type of law or regulation around it. I'm not entirely sure in this current scenario what that is. But in saying that, you know, I just can't get past how Pack and Save thought that this would be okay and that it wouldn't hit the media and that there wouldn't be an uproar from people who are in public health, who are seeing the huge amounts of families that are at the hands of alcohol-fueled family violence, you know, and in a cost-of-living crisis, in unprecedented weather events, you know, stress is extremely high for families. And so what are we doing to make sure that we aren't then providing a platform for alcohol to be so easily accessible? It's already everywhere. Why then knock the price down to less than probably a packet of water in the same supermarket?
Sheila, thank you for talking us through that. Sheila Hart, Hapai Te Hauora, Chief Executive. I want to know what you think about this, because I'm going to be honest with you, right? Hit me on it, 9292, and we're going to go to the huddle about it. I don't care. But I could just be particularly hard-hearted and cynical, but I don't care. And I don't really know, I mean, because, come on, most people don't have a drinking problem, do they? I mean, most people just go, oh, look, geez, that's some good, it's probably not that great, the beer, but I'll end the evening with that, probably. Or if I just want something light, you know, not a big craft beer, might just have a 67 cents Hollandia Premium, it's not going to break the bank, and I can spend that money on something else. I mean, is that not what a lot of people do? And also, I don't get the comparison with water. That's a thing the anti-alcohol people do all the time. They come out and they say, oh, it's cheaper than a bottle of water. Who goes into the supermarket and thinks, geez, I'm thirsty? Whew, I need to parch this thirst. Oh, geez, I'm going to buy beer. Does that happen? 9292.